This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Authorities in Baltimore are searching for the bodies of six construction workers they're believed to be dead from yesterday's collapse of an interstate bridge. A fully loaded cargo ship struck one of the pillars of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, triggering the disaster. No ships can now sail into or leave the port of Baltimore. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports last night officials in Baltimore changed their search for the missing men from a rescue to a recovery effort.
Those known missing were part of a construction crew who were working on the bridge fixing potholes when it collapsed. A man who says he was their co-worker says they were between 30 and 45 years old and from Mexico and Central America. There were originally eight people on the bridge when the calamity happened. Two survived. The National Transportation Safety Board says it is leading the investigation on the crash that brought down the bridge. The cargo ship in question is the Singaporean vessel Dali, but details are still scant as to who was on the ship, who was piloting, and what caused the ship to lose power before it crashed into the bridge. There's no word yet on when shipping in and out of the port of Baltimore will resume. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced his vice presidential running mate. It's Nicole Shanahan, a wealthy California tech lawyer and the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin. From member station KQED, Anne Elise Finney has more.
38-year-old Nicole Shanahan was joined at the event by her mother, who immigrated to the U.S. from China and later raised Shanahan in Oakland. Before a crowd of hundreds, Shanahan appealed to voters unenthusiastic about Biden or Trump.
If you are one of those disillusioned Republicans, I welcome you to join me, a disillusioned Democrat, in this movement to unify and heal America.
Kennedy, the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy, has become well known for sharing vaccine conspiracy theories. The pair must collect signatures in each state to win a spot on the November ballot. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Finney.
The ACLU is suing the state of Ohio over its ban on gender-affirming care for minors. From Ohio Public Radio, Sarah Donaldson reports the ban will take effect in less than a month.
The lawsuit is filed on behalf of two 12-year-old trans Ohioans and their families, one from the Cincinnati area and the other from Columbus. It argues that House Bill 68 goes against the state's constitution by breaking a single subject rule for legislation and discriminating against trans minors, among other claims. HB 68 also blocks trans youth from participating in sports that align with their gender identity. Governor Mike DeWine vetoed it late last year, but almost all GOP lawmakers overrode that in January. The court has yet to schedule a hearing. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Donaldson in Columbus.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Donald Trump's social media venture surged on its first day of trading on the NASDAQ exchange. As NPR's Rafael Nam reports, the parent company of Truth Social delivered a windfall of more than $4 billion.
It was a wild day for Trump Media and Technology Group, as the company is formerly known. The stock surged and was up 16% at the close. Trading was hectic, so crazy in fact that at one point the exchange halted trading. Trump's company is now valued in the billions of dollars, even though it lost nearly $50 million in the first 9 months of last year. But thanks to the strong stock performance, Trump could now have money to help pay for his legal cases. At the moment, his shares are worth more than $4 billion. He can't sell his shares for another 6 months, but he could try to change that. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
The Justice Department says five men have been arrested in Texas for allegedly trafficking military-grade firearms to a Mexican drug cartel. The agency claims the suspects made some straw purchases from licensed gun dealers in their effort to further drug trafficking. The powerful guns were smuggled into Mexico, and some of the suspects allegedly returned to the U.S. with large sums of cash. News reports say Pakistan will conduct DNA testing on the remains of a suicide bomber, according to the Associated Press. He killed five Chinese workers and their Pakistani driver yesterday in an attack in northwest Pakistan. The Chinese were engineers and laborers working on a large dam project. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.